This is All of It. I'm Kushan Avidar in for Allison Stewart, and welcome back to our NAACP Image Award preview show. We're featuring conversations we've had here on All of It with actors, filmmakers, and writers behind some of the nominated works for the NAACP Image Awards. For our final encore presentation with a nominee, let's turn to celebrated jazz harp player Brandi Younger's album Brand New Life, which just won Outstanding Jazz Album this week. Younger's new album features the work of one of the instrument's greatest players, Dorothy Ashby, as well as original songs and help from some musical colleagues like Pete Rock, Ninth Wonder, Michelle Ndegeocello, and production by Makaya McCraven. Here's Allison's conversation with Brandi Younger.
Let's talk about the album. Where did the idea to make an album celebrating Dorothy Ashby come about?
You know, I've spent years and years really just trying to amplify the names of both Dorothy Ashby and Alice Coltrane. And a lot of people do know Alice Coltrane's name, whether it's because of John Coltrane or whatever the case may be. A lot of people don't know Dorothy Ashby's name. And when I had the opportunity to... You know, I play their music literally every set. If you come to my concert, you're not going to really leave without hearing something, whether it's arranged by them or composed by them. So this I had in mind for actually a number of years, but how to actually make it happen was a big question mark.
What was the first step to making it actually happen?
I had the goods. But I didn't know conceptually, like, you know, how are we going to pull this off? And I talked to Makaya McCraven about the project. I told him I wanted to do it. He goes, oh, I want to be a part of it. Little did he know he would end up producing the whole thing. You're a part of it, all right. But we ended up recording it in his house in Chicago. The bass being harp, bass, and drums right there in his home studio. For me, that's very comfortable. I like to be at home. I like to record at home. You don't feel the coldness of the studio and the rushed, hurry up, we're on the clock. So just doing it in that comfortable setting with friends really made all the difference.
What is unique about Dorothy Ashby's work, about her talent?
She was definitely ahead of her time. Her very first recording was a straight-ahead jazz record. The great Frank West helped her get that record deal for that. And her first few records were straight ahead, but then as you started to venture into the mid to late 60s, you'll hear her sound really changing and evolving into what was present at the time. And that really attracted me as a kid. I always wanted to play what was on the radio. And that's what she was doing. If a movie came out, she was playing the soundtrack. The Windmills of Your Mind, Thomas Crown Affairs, Little Sunflower by Freddie Hubbard. If it was current, she was playing it. That's what I wanted to do. Of course, my timing was different. I'm listening to Toni Braxton, to Maxwell, you know. I want to play what I'm hearing on BLS when that was a thing, you know. So, she was doing it.
My guest is Brandi Younger. The new album is called Brand New Life. The opening song, You're a Girl for One Man Only, is an Ashby original that was never recorded. And you... put your own spin on it, your own take on it. How did you build on it?
This piece of music read as a very traditional standard. So in the studio, as we're working through it, you know, Makaya said, you know what? Let's just loop the beginning. And I laughed because looping the beginning of it, it was sort of like we're playing live what he would have created in post-production.
Cool.
You know, we got through the whole tune, but it sounds like it was made later.
Let's take a listen. That is from the album Brand New Life. My guest is Brandi Younger. When you were thinking about the mix of songs that you wanted on this album, whether it be original compositions by Ashby or songs that she was well known for, how did you think about the mix?
I really wanted the big picture to honor her, but also have my voice in it, mm-hmm. because it's like 2023 or 2022 at the time. So I really was trying to be careful about not recreating what she would have created then. So that was really my main goal.
What do you see as the connection between harp and hip hop? Because Pete Rock's on the record. Pete Rock is sampled.
Yes.
Dorothy Ashby.
Yeah. So in like 92, Pete Rock is the first producer I know of to sample Dorothy Ashby. But if you look at just the between Pete Rock, J Dilla, Flying Lotus, mm-hmm. DJ Premier, Kanye West, I mean, you hear her samples on so many classic hip hop records, and it's the beat. Mm-hmm. It's the beat, you know, from those. These are most of the songs that were sampled were her records that were on the Cadet label, recorded in Chicago, super funky, really thick bass and drums.
Brandi, can we have you perform another song?
Oh, yes. So this is Unrest. This was an original composition that I wrote during the pandemic, during the height of the pandemic as protests were coming down the street.
Let's hear Brandi Younger. Thank you.
The NAACP Image Awards are on tomorrow, Saturday, March 16th, and that was Allison's conversation with musician Brandi Younger about her album Brand New Life. And that's all of it for today. All of it is produced by Andrea Duncan Mao, Kate Hines, Jordan Loff, Simon Close, Zach Cotterer-Cohen, El Malik Anderson, Luke Green, and Aki Camargo. Megan Ryan is the head of live radio. Our engineers are Juliana Fonda, Jason Isaac, and Shayna Senstock. Luscious Jackson does our music. If you missed any segments this week, catch up by listening to our podcast. It's available on your podcast platform of choice. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a great rating. I'm Kusha Navidar, in for Allison Stewart, and we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you, and we'll meet you back here next time.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.